Hi everyone and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. I hope you're having a great Friday and I'm grateful you've chosen to listen today. On Sunday, we wrapped up week 3 in our series, Under the Sun, where we find ourselves in chapter 6 of Ecclesiastes. And it's here in chapter 6 that Solomon shares with us the dead ends we often take in life, roads that we think will lead us to a certain destination, but we ultimately end up going nowhere on. In verse 1 of chapter 6, Solomon says, "There's an evil that I've seen under the sun, and it lies heavy on mankind, a man to whom God gives wealth, possessions, and honor, so that he lacks nothing of all that he desires, yet God does not give him the power to enjoy them, but a stranger enjoys them." He says, "This is vanity. It is a grievous evil." Solomon looks around and says it's a great tragedy when God gives people wealth and their possessions and provisions and honor, all the resources for a satisfying life, but for one reason or another, he doesn't give them chance or the ability to enjoy them. This reminds me of stories or even people we know who have worked hard and looked forward to a comfortable life or retirement, yet sadly have a medical incident that leaves them unable to enjoy all that they've acquired, or the peace and comfort of retirement are shattered by a crisis that begins to drain money or strength, or someone passes away never being able to enjoy what they hoped they would. Solomon is showing us that the things we hope bring us to the destination of meaning and purpose really just bring us to a dead end. And he continues to make his case in verses 3 through 11, giving us examples of long life, a big family, riches, poverty, wisdom, foolishness. And he reminds us that regardless of where one finds themselves at the end of all of it, the grave awaits. That, like it says in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed for man to die once and then comes judgment. I think Solomon is showing us that life under the sun, we can have all the riches and the big family and the life that we hope for and success and notoriety, but make no mistake, there will be a day we draw our last breath. And on that day, all that we've done and all that we've acquired, those temporal things will not and cannot ensure eternal life. They're just a dead end, right? Solomon is slamming the door, every door, regarding life under the sun, except the door of faith. Solomon continues to lead us to his ultimate conclusion in chapter 12, that eternity and meaning and purpose and true riches only come when we turn to God and follow him. That what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his soul? And with all that Solomon has shared, I just want to leave us with one thing today. That what would it look like for you and for I to press in to everything we've been given under the sun and leverage it for the eternal? I mean, let's just get practical for a moment, because we tend to make this a bigger deal than it needs to be. That whether you've got a lot of money or little, or many things or few, whether you have a huge influence or just a small circle of influence, whether you've got a PhD or a GED, or you're articulate or not articulate, whether you're outgoing or introverted, young or old, experienced or inexperienced, what if you take what you have, the moment you experience, the people around you, how God has wired you, where you're located, and press in and leverage them for the eternal. Think about it like this. That conversation you have with someone in the coffee shop, giving a hand to your neighbor to move that piece of furniture they can't move on their own, lending those eggs or a cup of sugar to the family next door, hanging out in the cul-de-sac as the kids play, sitting on the soccer field or the baseball field, raising your kids, however crazy and defiant they can be at times, spending time with your grandkids, the money you have, the success, maybe the staff you oversee, the achievements you've acquired, hanging out with your friends. What if it's asking ourselves, do I view and approach life as meaningless temporal moments or meaningful eternal opportunities? Let me say that again. Do I view and approach life as meaningless temporal moments or meaningful eternal opportunities? See, life is either meaningless, dead-end moments that are empty, or opportunities to press into and leverage for the kingdom of God. So what does this look like for you? Are you chasing any dead ends today? Have you been making things harder than they need to be? What would it take to see life as meaningful, eternal opportunities for you? It just may make a huge difference, not only in your life, but in someone's life around you. Let me pray for us today. Heavenly Father, help us to see the resources, the honor, the influence that we have, not as ultimate destinations for us, rather opportunities and ways and moments to point others to you and to your kingdom. Help us to keep our eyes focused on things that are above and not on the things of this earth. In doing so, may we press into life on earth, leveraging it to share with others the eternal life that comes in and through Jesus. It's in His name that we pray. Amen.